ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
First Timothy chapter 6. I believe the Lord has inspired these words in my heart to just encourage someone this morning. Many things are happening around the nations of the world. And like the word of God says, he said, men's hearts will begin to fill them. But for you and I, as the believers in Christ, we are winners. And then there is a tool that we have. So I titled this, The Winning Faith. Your faith, my faith, wins. The Bible says that it overcomes the world. No matter the structure of things, how they are, the faith that we exercise or we have placed in the Lord Jesus Christ as a faith that overcomes. 1 Timothy chapter 6, I read verses 11 and 12 as we start out this morning. 1 Timothy chapter 6, he said, but you, O man, or O woman of God, flee these things and pursue righteousness, which means right standing with God. Or in other translation is the word holiness, your relationship with God. He said, pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, gentleness. Even though things may be out of place, the Bible is so clear for us who are believers. He says, pursue righteousness. Can you flip back to 11? Godliness. Faith, which we are talking about today, the absolute confidence in God. It says, pursue love, which is the nature of God. Pursue patience. It means the promises of God, they are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. But between the time that you see the promises from the word of God and the time of manifestation, this is the virtue that you need to keep up. Patience, gentleness. When you have these things together, verse 12 says, fight. Fight with righteousness. Fight with love. Fight with patience. Fight the good fight of faith. It might interest you to know that the word of God didn't say fight the devil. There is a fight because the devil has been defeated. But there is a fight to enforce righteousness. There is a fight to enforce faith. There is a fight to enforce love. There is a fight. So he said, fight the good fight of faith. Fight the good fight of faith. But lay hold. I mean, as we are fighting, there is a picture that is ahead of us. In one place in Hebrew, he said, let us follow those who through faith and patience inherit the promise. So lay hold on eternal life to which you were also called. And then have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. So we live in at a time where things are not the way they used to be. you and I seems to find ourselves in a situation where things are not predictable anymore. Sometimes things defy solutions. Sometimes even the weather, the predictions, the weather prediction, the economy prediction, they are not the same anymore. You can't get accurate things. I mean, you will agree with me that we just came out of, well, there are new variants, but we just came out of pandemic technically. Even the vaccines that have been applied, we did not get, or we still don't have 100% accuracy. So there is still that thing. Even though you have collected the vaccine, please protect yourself. So things are not the way it used to be. But for the believers in Christ, he says, fight the good fight of faith. Faith is that tangible force that connects us to the life of God. Behind any enduring result in our lives, in the world, as we take responsibility, is the force of faith. What is faith? Absolute trust. Absolute confidence. Absolute trust in the beyond yourself. That's faith. Absolute confidence beyond what you can do for yourself. That's faith. Beyond your ability, you exercise trust in someone's health capability or capacity. And in this case, it's God who fits into that picture. So faith, we can certainly say, is that absolute trust in God and his promises, knowing that he is not a man that he should lie. Neither is he the son of man that he should repent. As he said it, he has his integrity, his throne, his word to back up all that he has said. In Isaiah 55, the Bible talking about it, it says, so shall my word. So God has the capacity. He has all it takes. I mean, he's the creator of heaven and earth. He has all it takes to ensure that his word come to pass. He said he watches over his word to perform it. So that kind of a personality, we can exercise this kind of trust and confidence in him. In Psalm 138, verse 2, he said he has magnified his word above his name. He has magnified his word. In other words, if it is possible that his name will fail, his word will never fail. So faith is that when a believer puts their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, there is a force. Even the act of our salvation, he said, for we are saved by faith. We are saved by faith. I mean, none of us have seen the Lord Jesus Christ. When he shed his blood, we were not here. But by faith, we place our confidence in him. And for those of us who have given our lives to him for calendar number of years, you have seen that faithfulness manifest in your life. So it is a winning faith. A winning faith. So it's a force. And the believer is encouraged. We need not put our eyes on the things which are seen. The things which are seen, they are temporal. But the things which are not seen, which is the realm where God lives, which is the realm he expects the believer in Christ to operate, is the realm of faith. So there is a force. It goes beyond logic. It goes beyond what your eyes, physical eyes, can see. It goes beyond what your hand can touch. Because sometimes we limit our experiences with God to just what we can see, what we can hear, what we can touch, what we can taste. But God is beyond that. Even though if he wants you to feel anything, you will feel it. But he's putting our trust in the invisible. for the invisible control the visible things in life. So, we must stand our ground. That's my message this morning. Stand our ground in God's word. Stand our ground. I don't know who you are, but you are experiencing any challenge in any area of your life. Find out the mind of God concerning that area and stand your ground. Is it easy? No. It's not. Christianity is not for lazy people. Christianity is not anything that stands on the altar of convenience. I show you certain scriptures this morning. The Bible referred this in James as W-O-R-K. So what do you do with work? You apply yourself diligently to it. You give yourself. You exercise yourself. You exercise your mind. You exercise your brain. It's like a student studying for an exam. Whatever it takes, like we said, to burn the midnight oil, we do it. It's the same sex. If you have anything that looks overwhelming in any area of your life, since this word already said, every promise of God are yes and amen in Christ, it means we can stick to the word. Just like a stamp. We use email these days. But in those days, it used to be a stamp. And as long as the stamp sticks on that envelope and there is a proper address, it will surely be delivered. And sometimes when people write in those days, and that's why Jesus himself said, whatsoever you desire. So you have to be specific. Sometimes when people write in those days and they say, for example, you know, there is a city somewhere in, I think in the Caribbean, it's called Lagos. I can't remember, but I've typed something once and I just said Lagos. And it just took me to that. So I know that there is a city called Lagos. They don't call it Lagos, they call it Lagos. But whichever way, if you write a letter and you just put Lagos, there is a tendency, if that letter is not sorted here, there is a tendency that they take it to that country. But as long as the stamp remained on that envelope, an experienced postmaster, I don't know if for those of us who have had courses to get letter, an experienced postmaster will even help you to write it in Nigeria and put the zip code. In other words, no matter how it's sorted, it will get to its proper destination. But you know, sometimes when there are no stamps on the envelope, an experienced postmaster will say RTS. It means return to sender. It means it wasn't properly addressed. But what am I saying this morning? We can put our trust in God's word. And we can behave like that stamp. We can stick ourselves to the promises of God, which are yes and amen. And it will get to the required destination. It says, so shall my word that has gone out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void. It shall accomplish the things which I have purposed it. That's the word of God. We have at our disposal the winning faith. Our faith is not hit and miss. Our faith is not based on the philosophy of man. He said, we have a sure word of prophecy. We are unto we take it like a light that shines in a dark place. He said, wait, stick to it until the day star rises in your heart. That's the word of the Lord. So we have a winning faith. And when we activate it, it is contagious. When we activate it, men will see the heaviness of that progress. We are not out to impress men, but they will see, because faith is contagious. It's not only a force, it is contagious. It has the inherent ability to change things, not only in you, but around you. That is the faith that we preach. 1 John 5:4. Let's just look at scriptures together. 1 John 5:4. 1 John 5:4. It said, "For whatever is born of God overcomes." The world is the cosmos, is the system, is the structure. So there are things that militate against us each day. But if you are born of God through your faith in the Lord Jesus, you are an overcomer. Job says something. He said, "If a man dies, shall he live again?" He said, "All the days of my hard work, I will wait till my change comes." The Bible says the word was sent to Joseph, but his hands and legs were in stocks. So when we'll put our trust in God and we see promises from his word, the devil will come and put pressure to know whether what we actually believe, we are sticking to it until we see the required manifestation. Whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. He said, this is the victory. There is no other victory. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Even our faith. There is a victory. It's a winning victory. Can we read that in TPT and then in Amplified Translations, please? He said, "You see, every child of God overcomes the world. It's a statement of truth. Every child of God. But in reality, we may be struggling, but in the design of God." Please understand this morning, it is not when you and I have issues in life, that's when God starts to think about the required solution. No. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word is God. Nothing can exist without the Word. And John 15, Jesus said, "As long as you abide in the vine, and there is a supply that flows from him to you." Hey, even when things are not in place, he prunes because his desire is that you and I become fruitful with our lives, with our faith. You see, every child of God overcomes the world. For our faith. David said, "Some may trust in multitude of horses. Others may trust in chariots," but he said, "We have chosen." So our faith is the victorious power. There used to be an advert like that. We got the power. Our faith is the victorious power that triumph. I mean, if your favorite team wins a match, what do? You walk triumphantly. And people are talking, somebody did not play well. That's not your bother. You know we won. But don't wear certain jersey among English fans. He who knows, knows. And whoever is ignorant, let them remain ignorant forever. There are certain jerseys you must not wear to any stadium in the UK. If it's contrary to the English jersey, OYO. And when the match ends and your team wins, those guys can go and stay at the entrance. So if your team wins, just take two jerseys to the stadium. You wear one during the match. And after the match, you change quickly in the changing rooms. Romans 15:4 It's my second scripture on that. We overcomes. We overcomes. So, and whatever things were written before, they were written for our learning. So if you want to see those things which were written before, there is a hall of fame of those who overcame, Hebrews 11. And I believe every one of us should be studying that practically every month. For some people, they traded with their faith to the point that they saw the promises from afar off. They embraced it. Even at the point of death, they did not give up. So these things were written for our learning. But are we true? The patience and comfort of the scriptures. I have hope. Comfort of the scriptures. That's what builds the strength of our faith. So this morning, let me quickly share with us 5 keys to winning like a pro. 5 keys. There may be many other keys, but I just decided to do 5. Because in Luke chapter 18, verse 1, for example, talking about our faith, it says, men ought always to pray and not lose heart. One translation says to pray and not cave in. Another one says to pray and not be scattered without hope. So, 5 keys this morning. Number one, you have a good weapon to win. By which you can win. You have it. You have it. For any fight, whether natural or spiritual, you need to possess the correct weapon. For the fight that you are involved in, we are involved in a spiritual warfare because life is spiritual. There are many things that the eyes cannot even comprehend. Like all of us are woken up this morning, if our eyes are open spiritually, there are many things that God has delivered you from this morning since we woke up. Because he who watches over you neither sleep nor slumber. And that's why some point that I'm going to make today is that attitude of thanksgiving. What do we give testimony about? The things we can see. The things that we have been delivered. But what about the many, 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 many things? But for us to be in that winning faith mode, number one, you have a good weapon. The weapons for this warfare, they are not physical. They are not man-made. God's word has spiritual resources. John 6:63. Jesus said, the word that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. Behind these words are creative force of God. So you have a good weapon to win. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 2 to 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 2 to 4. He said, but I beg you that when I am present, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, 2 to 4, that I may not be bold without confidence, by which I intend to be bold against some, who think of us as if we walk according to the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, I believe you understand that spiritual capacity has nothing to do with outward weight. Casting out demons or dealing with issues has nothing to do with your physical size. So we walk in the flesh, but we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They are not man-made. They are not reduced to things we can see, things we can touch, things we can feel or taste. They are mighty in God. And they have specific function. He said, for the pulling down of strongholds. Go on further. He said, casting down arguments. And he said, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. That's not the end. He said, I'm bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. I saw a painting in this last week, because Muhammad Ali, when he gives you a cut with his left, you see men walking like trees. And usually people don't recover from it. So what he does is that he allows you to enjoy the match. And then he puts an end to it. So because you are paid money to watch him. So he's trained that. But the Bible is still saying the weapons of our own warfare, they are not man-made. So what the Bible is simply saying, men can train themselves and become skillful. Have now all those men. They told David one day, they said, I don't need to strike Saul twice. Just give me permission. Just once. There was a war. And he fought to a siege where the Bible says the sword cleaved to his hand. So he wasn't exercising it anymore. It was the way, if he throws it like this, he was just doing what is permitted to do. Saul trained himself in his madness stage. When he holds a pin, Saul was a warrior. So he knows how to use the spear from any point. So men can train themselves. In recent times, I see the things that Nigerian army guys carry. That one is not negotiable. They know where to target. And once that thing enters, except you have Zoe, that God wants you to be alive. Praise the Lord. So, the weapons of our own warfare, they are not man-made. And you know the thing about, if you look at the military precision now, it's still is different. You can sit here, do drones and all that. But the truth is that we can sit here and determine the destiny of this nation by praying. The weapons of our warfare, they are not man-made. You have the word of God. You have the name of Jesus. You have the Holy Spirit residing in you. The weapons of your warfare, they are not man-made. And so we can't reduce it to activities of the flesh. They have purpose which they serve. They are mighty in God. So the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imagination, bringing every thought to the obedience of Christ. So you have the weapon. You have the weapon. Secondly, you need to use your weapon. It's of no use if you are trained and the enemy is coming and then you are saying, oh, I have mercy over the enemy. No, you use your weapon. You use your weapon. Even in the natural, there is what is called self-defense. You use your weapon. You use your weapon. You use the word of God. What God is waiting for to establish us in his faith, in his love, is our confession. So you use your weapon. The weapons of our warfare, they are not man-made. You use your weapon. Whoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever. He says, use your weapon. Things are not the way it used to be, but use your weapon. When men say there is casting down, for me there is lifting up. Use your weapon. Use your weapon. He said, finally, my brethren, Ephesians 6:10, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Use your weapon. You have the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Use your weapon. It's of no use. I mean, you can't be doing him. No, fire it. And more than ever before, we need to use our weapon. We use it to see change in our nation. We use it to see change in our continent. I don't know if you have noticed, but I know 2023 is coming. So I've started seeing all this rubbish that people put at spots all over Lagos. So when you get there, use your weapon. Don't tell your family, use your weapon. Use your weapon. People are diabolical. They use their weapon. They go to cemetery. They go all these things. Use your weapon. Use your weapon. When you enter into your office space in the morning, speak. A reasonable Babalawo herbalist wakes up in the morning to speak, to release words into atmosphere. Use your weapon. The weapon that you have is the everlasting weapon. Use your weapon. Christians are fond of closing their mouth. No, use your weapon. That's how we win. Use your weapon. That's how we win. A lot of people wait until things change. No, you have to use your weapons for things to change. Oh, my child is misbehaving. Use your weapon. My children are taught when they are asleep, lay hands on them. You are taught of the Lord. You and great is your peace. You will not give me trouble. Use your weapon. Use your weapon. Someone places a curse, use your weapon. A curse that is costless shall not. It's a curses. That's what one translation says of Proverbs 26:2. Curses cannot rest upon you unless you deserve them. You and I who are in Christ Jesus, we do not deserve curses. Galatians 3:13 and 14 says, Christ has redeemed us. So use your weapon. Use your weapon. I said it. People have used charm to beat me before. I said, if you do it again, you fall dead. And they say, what manner of person you are? I said, that's the testimony. I'm not in your order. Use your weapon. When you see evil, confront it. Use your weapon. That's how we win. Hey, Muhammad Ali uses that. Use your weapon. Any area of your life that at the moment things are out of place. I mean, I love one father of faith we usually do. He said he will pick his Bible and sit. Pick two seats. Say, devil, this is for you. But it's even a mark of disrespect that I'm sitting and you are sitting. So stand up. And he said, on this subject matter, You have done this, but today, you know, you can do advocacy in your room. Enough is enough. On this subject matter, and for you, for those of us who still don't understand, you don't have to know where it is written in that real sense. Don't bother yourself. The devil hears, he can hear. So just go and run concordance. It's your Bible. So even if you can't remember where it is, look at the intent. Christianity is not for lazy people. These are things people pay other people to do for them. But it doesn't last. Use your weapon. Use your weapon. Use it. That's how to win. Thirdly, you must know what God's word says. You must know it. You must know it. I'm not saying that we shouldn't honor people. But most of what people can sometimes base their faith on is what my pastor says, what my bishop says, what my evangelist says. What are you saying? What have you seen? It's like the redeemed of the Lord says so. So you must see something from this word. I need health and wholeness for my body. The word of God says many things about that from Old Testament. I was studying Exodus 15:26. Can you give us? Maybe that's a word for someone this morning. Exodus 15:26. This is God talking. He said, if you diligently, hey, don't listen to naysayers. Some people say healing has been done away with. There's nothing like healing. And that's why if you believe that, you can be, the devil can thrive on that. I mean, take advantage of that ignorance and put sickness on your body or symptoms. It's that if you diligently heed So the truth is that you and I, are you obeying God's word today? If you are, and do what is right in his sight. That's why he said, pursue righteousness. Give ear to his commandments. He said, and keep all his statutes. He said, I will put none. I mean, even in the natural, I've never seen a heartly father who goes to school and then meets the teacher of his boy. He said, this boy is too troublesome. Is he troublesome in class? And then maybe the teacher out of course will say, no. Or he said, let me explain. He's troublesome, yes. And the teacher agreed. So today, just give him my green edict. The Bible said men who are evil, they know how to do what? Give good gifts. So God, the Father of all spirit, he said, I will put none. You see that phrase, for I am the Lord who heals you. So that was what I was studying. One, they interpreted it to be, I am the Lord, your personal physician. So if I have gynecology issues, he's my consultant gynecologist. If I have bones issue, I don't know what they call bones people, but auto, yeah. So that's why he told Moses, he said, when they ask you, who is this God? He said, tell them that I am what I am. In other words, I will be what you want me to be per time to you. What we have is the winning faith, brothers, sisters. That's what we have. That's what we have. And there is no other foundation that can be laid. So there is no addition. That's what we have. That's what we have. But we must also know what God's word says. Fourthly, be alert in thanksgiving and be ready. Be alert. A lot of the times, people wait until something breaks. And if you are like me, when something breaks loose on me, I can't even pray. But what I discover is that out of the treasure, because the Bible says, out of your belly shall flow. The Bible says, with joy, you draw. When you are drawing, the water is already there. That's why studying the scripture, meditating upon the scripture, yielding your heart to the Holy Spirit, it's not something that you do in day of trouble. At the day of trouble, you need to bring out. You need to bring out. You need to bring out. God's word is like a treasure to be kept. And when you need it, you place demand. You place demand. There are things the Bible says have been freely given to us. There are things the Bible says. He said he has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. And so you need to find these things out. And technology has helped us. So whatever area of need, I mean, that's why they say Google is your friend, police is your friend. Because they have different purposes to serve in people's lives. So in this matter, Google is your friend. Google. Scriptures on divine healing. You'll be amazed. Scriptures on wealth, biblical wealth and prosperity. You'll be amazed. Scriptures, you have insomnia. Scriptures on sleep or on peace. You'll be amazed. And so when you take it, then you begin to, you know what cow does? Cow, those kind of, I don't know the category of animal, but they have a characteristic. They call chew the cord. In other words, when they go out, they just graze. Chew, 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 chew. And then one of these animals does that too. That the one we use for asu. Yeah. So they just eat. Chew, 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 chew. And then they go back. and settle. That's why if you see where cows are, practically all night long, their mouth is moving. And is that not what the scripture says? This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do. That's the point. Observe to do. Observe to do. It's not because I am Matthias or I am Matthew. That's why I will be victorious in life. It doesn't work that way. Or they burned me at the altar, or it was Pope something that named me. It doesn't matter. You have to eat this word for yourself. So they do, what do? They call it a process of regurgitation. So they bring it back and then they eat it. They break it down so that it can add nutrients. That's what you do with the word of God. That's what you do with the word of God. This one that I'm sharing this morning, what do you call this thing? Their finger food. Finger. You know what? When you go to a party, when they say they are serving finger food, you don't rush finger food because you may be filled before the main meal. So you take time. You take time. You can't do Sunday Christian. Now the next time you remember your Bible is next week Sunday. No, you can't do it. It doesn't work that way. You can't grow that way. You can't walk with the Lord that way. You can't walk with Him that way. Be alert in thanksgiving. Be alert. The devil's main ministry anywhere is John 10:10. To kill, to steal, to destroy. But Jesus said, I have also come that they may, my own is not, that they may, He adds to our life, that they may have life and have it. Amplify says to the point where it overflows to other people. Please don't believe that mindset. Christianity, as much as is of the heart, is not hidden. The evidence of your progress will appear to all. If the word is growing in your heart, if it's growing in your family, if it's growing in your business, if it's growing in your career path, if the word of God is daily step, I mean, a light, a step to your way, a light to your feet, it will affect other people. It's contagious. That you don't need Valium to sleep. It is contagious for someone to want to find out the secret. Said the peace of our God. We build a wall around our hearts. That peace is quietness, confidence. And sometimes with that peace, you may not have a cover tied to your name. And sometimes, I mean, it doesn't move you. And sometimes you have multitude of things tied to your name. It still don't move, it doesn't move you. Because you know that He's the one who gives us power to get wealth. You know that He's the one who gives us riches to enjoy. That's what the Bible says later in that 1 Timothy 6. Praise God. As I praise the Lord. So, the fifth one. Learn to get back up in faith. So things happen, stops happen. But learn to get back. Learn to get back. In a fight, whether it's war or sport, sometimes we miss the ball. I watched that match. That's a 19-year-old. Everybody ran back. But a 19-year-old carried the destiny of a whole country. He went forward. He took the risk. He missed it, but he's still my hero. You know, in the world, what they do, they castigate. That's when you know that he's a Nigerian, whatever. That's where you hear a Nigerian descent. They didn't tell us that that boy has spent his name at his days at Igboho. He doesn't even know where Igboko or whatever he is from in that village in Osun. He doesn't know. But he hits, he missed. I'm sure he has scored gold after. So our faith, sometimes we miss things. But learn to get back. Learn to get back on your feet. For the fact that you fail, it's a temporary detour.
failure is a name, is an event. But you have a name that is above every other name. At the mention of that name, every knee bows. Failure is just a proof to tell us that, oh, this is not the way. I'm going to Ibadan. I detour as Shagam. I found myself at Ore. I asked somebody and they said, no, you have... Will I now stay at Ore? I say, I'm not going anymore. No, because I am in the middle of nowhere. I need to get back on the right track. And that's what the word of God says. It encourages our heart. The Holy Spirit speaks, teaches us, comfort us. So learn to get back. Five things this morning. Use your faith. No, you have a good weapon. Use your faith actively, not passively. And I've told you how to get it. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And you must know what God's word says. A lot of believers, they don't know. They don't know. So you hear things like, even the Bible says, heaven help those who help themselves. Where is it written? So, what does the Bible recommend? Study to show yourself approved of God. A workman. It didn't say approved of the devil for. Approved of God. A workman that needs not to be ashamed. Rightly dividing. Don't let me go there. As long as the heart remains, seed, time, harvest. You know, we read it together, seed, time, and harvest. And that's where many people get into trouble. A woman, no matter how anointed she is, she receives the seed. Abi? But there is time. And then there is EDD, harvest. So if a woman receives the seed today and gives back today, it receives in the morning, gives back in the afternoon, and in the evening, that child started school runs. What kind of a child is that? And that's the kind of miracles people have in their mind when they say, God of miracle, now my papa. No. The Bible talks about Jesus himself, who for the joy that was set before him, he endures. That's time. Jesus went through apprenticeship, even though he's the savior of the world. That's time. The Bible says at the fullness of time, Galatians 4 talks about it, and here, as long as that hair refuses to grow and is still a child, we'll have to be under tutors. Sometimes those tutors, they are life experiences that are not palatable. But when the time comes, there is a public ceremony of this is my beloved son in whom I well pleased. Said to you this morning, God delights in you. God is proud of you. Learn to get back on your feet. Even though the fig tree may not blossom, even though the holy may refuse to yield, and if that's the word of the Lord for someone in business, he said, I will joy in the God of my salvation. Joy in the God of your salvation, for he is the one who makes your feet like a hind's feet. He has promised never to leave you nor forsake you, and he will never leave you. He will never forsake you. In Jesus' name. Shall we pray this morning? Father, we thank you. Thank you for the entrance of your word that has given us life and understanding today. Peradventure, there be any, Lord, in this service whose heart is discouraged, any who has experienced life in an adverse circumstances. I speak restoration. I speak healing. I speak a new beginning. Thank you for your word. The faith that we have in you, it's a winning faith. Thank you because our faith overcomes whatever life throws at us. And at the end, Lord, as we lay hold, as we look forward to that time, we know we have the eternal life already. But Lord, thank you because we will not give up, we will not cave out, we will not chicken in. Your joy will daily be our strength. Thank you for this beautiful week. It's a week of greatness, a week of influence, a week where lions fall unto us in pleasant places.
because we have a good heritage. A week, Lord, where you who had begun a good work in us, you will perfect, you will establish, you will strengthen us. We look up to you and we know our faces are lightened. We are not ashamed of our faith in you. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,